Good morning. This is I'm recording Doug Wilson on the 24th of February 2011 at his home in Benfleet. My name is Jackie Terry.
My name is Douglas Edwin Wilson, and I live in Grove Road, South Benfleet. I was born in Hackney, Graham Road in Dalston, in fact, and left London when I was 9 months old, and I've lived here in Benfleet ever since, and I'm now 92. other than 6 years during the war, and a short period when I opened a branch in Plymouth after the war to do war damage for about 3 years. I attended a prep school in the High Road at Benfleet for some time when I was young, and then to another prep school which was called Alakamooza, and another prep school in Crescent Road, which is called Crescent Road Prep School, owned by a man called Burley Brule. And when the new school opened, as the old school had been very old and overcrowded, we then went to the new school in the High Road and stayed there until I moved on and got a scholarship to Southend. When I would have been 14 years old, I think, and I went to the, this is now the Municipal College, and that was then the Technical and Commercial, and I attended the Commercial section. So I was at the school at Benfleet from, I suppose, from when it opened until, let me think about it, 1934, and went through 3-4 headmasters in my time. Original headmaster when it opened was Donald Smith, and he was followed after many years when he retired by a chap called Mr. Freeman, who lived in Thunderslie Park Road, and then he was followed by another headmaster whose name I can't quite recall at the moment, and they were the headmasters during the time that I was there. the headmaster of the original school was Mr. Hall, who lived in Avondale Road, and his daughter was Cynthia Hall, who moved to the new school, and she was there all right up to the age of retirement. Now, what else can I think of?
Did you do anything special there?
Well, I was a prefect there, of course, and played in the cricket team. Never very good at football. We belonged to they had a choir there because Mr. Freeman was a pianist, and of course he started a choir. It was very countrified in Benfleet then, of course, and I don't know, yes, I can think of one chap who was at school there with me, and that was Ernie Wilkins. Who the others, I fear, are all gone. The latest one was Rowley Croisette, whose father ran the radio and television shop, and then his sons followed him. Rowley was an excellent footballer and golfer, and died, I think, about a year ago. In those days, everybody had nicknames. And I can think of people like Beat Barrett, whose father was the hairdresser. And I don't know what his Christian name was. He was always known as Beat Barrett, Roll Johnson, Bink Croisette. There were so many nicknames, which was common to the country, really. And It was a real happy time, I think, really, at the school. There was, of course, a certain amount of punishment went on there, which doesn't go on today. The teachers were allowed to use a cane in those days. And it was a bit too much at times for some. But most people were careful to avoid punishment if they could. I do recall that one of the latest headmasters I knew quite well, John Prince, who always said to me, "I've still got the punishment book there, you know." Yes, and I think that some of the teachers, Miss Perks was one of the senior teachers. Miss Quarmby had the lower classes, and a lady called Miss Greiner, who I think was of German extraction probably, well, very English, but I think she was rather tough on the girls, actually. She was a senior teacher. And then we had another senior teacher came in. He was a Welshman, and he was named Evans. I don't know his name, but he was nicknamed Algy Evans. He started rugby at the school. And the school played rugby until the time that he left and moved on. And of course, we had playing fields at the back, which are not in the school anymore. And it was during the time we were there that they finished the other half of the quadrangle, because only one half was done then, as the school got bigger. What else can I tell you? I have got photographs, which I did show them at one of the things down there, and I thought they'd taken copies. That was of the football team, and when Freddie Freeman was the headmaster, he took the school, well, a number of us, for a week's holiday down to the Isle of Wight, and I had pictures of all the crowd then. Now, what else can I tell you about it?
What did you do after school with your friends?
In the evening. Ah, well, now, of course, in those days in Benfleet, there was no entertainment, really. And so we had to make our own. And holiday times, we would go and play in the sand pit at the back of the golf links, in Coombe Woods. The scout troop was very strong. Stan Fisher was the scout master for many years. And we belonged to the Cubs, Scouts. And then the senior scouts, which were called rovers in those days, that occupied a good bit of the time. As we got older, we could go to the pictures at South End, and we would all go as our own children on our own, a little crowd of us, to the cinema. Cheapest one was Garron's, I think. They had a cinema. And then a bit later on, we used to go roller skating on the pier, and there were crowd of about 12 of us. We used to go every Saturday roller skating. But there were the only entertainment was a chap called Pettit, who lived on Canby, and he had a big old Daimler car, and he'd got a cine, which he used to bring to the country club that's in Brook Road when it was there, and in the hall there, and I think it was on Friday nights and Saturday afternoon. You could go and watch the film for 2p, I think, which was quite good. And that was the days when the films of Lon Chaney and so on, you know, Hunchback of Notre Dame. But otherwise, there was no entertainment. Not for children in that sense. But I remember that at home, my two sisters were musical, and my father could sing. And they often have an evenings there with neighbours, and sit around, sing around the piano, and so on. And people made their own entertainment, really, in those days. But there was no entertainment in Benfleet. And really, I don't remember anyone except one boy that ever got into trouble for stealing in all those years. And he eventually went to Borstal, where they trained him to be a carpenter. From then on, he made good. My dad took him on as an apprentice and bought him his tools, and he worked for us for many years. And more or less everybody knew everybody in Benfleet. I don't know what the population was then, but it wasn't very big. And you almost did know everybody. Of course, there was a lot of gossip about, as you can imagine, in the village. And that's why everybody knew, not only everybody, but everybody's business, more or less. And the telephone exchange was in a private house run by Mrs. Foley, George Foley, the plumber's wife and daughter. And our first telephone number was number 6. Then that changed to 16, finished up at 114, then 3214. But in those days, of course, that's how the gossip went round, because we're quite sure that Mrs. Foley and her daughter, they're long gone, mind you, would have known everything that went on in the village. The roads were, of course, unmade side roads. Kent Hill had no road or foot, and then there was a footpath put up there before the road was made. There were no sewers. The night car run by the council went to Rochford Terrace, which is the council houses, at night, so often. We all had cesspools in those days, and most houses like ours, we grew, went 3/4 of an acre, and we grew willow trees around it. That took care of a lot of the problems. No electricity, of course. It was candles or Aladdin lamps. That was very primitive, Benfleet, then. Yes, it was a great place to be brought up in, I think, really.
You enjoyed growing up
here. Really did, yes, yeah. And when we first came here from London, my father was a surveyor, he was manager of a big surveying firm, and he decided to leave and have his own building business, which he started in London. And when he came here, so that would have been 1920, and he bought the old Brickfields, which is St Mary's Drive now, and the Greenwood Avenue and all those, and planned 100 houses. Normally, the builders here would have built 3 houses in about 8 years. So they were a bit surprised when we came down to build 100 houses. They didn't build them all at once, but we built all around he did, in for my time, when I was a boy. And they were mostly bungalows. The early ones were, of course, Polite and Lath and Plaster and so on. There were brick ones, because the Brickfields was finished then. But you could still get bricks from Belgium and so on. And, so we helped to increase the number of houses in Benfleet over the many years, of course. I can't think, what else?
That's very kind of you. Your information has been lovely.
Is that all right?
Very interesting, yeah. Listening to you. Thank you very much.
That's okay, that's fine, thank you. My daughter was down from Norwich. We were looking for these photographs, but I've seen them. I've got so many photographs of different things.